Blog Talk Radio.
Weapon. Can we tell y'all to check them out?
I hope so, because they're amazing. They're awesome.
Lovely. Is anybody else's Facebook acting up, or is it just me this time?
I think it's just you, because so far mine is working.
I couldn't play no Candy Crush Saga this morning. I was not not happy.
No Candy Crush Saga? Oh, no.
Ginger, this is all your fault.
I know, right? That game is amazing.
It ain't amazing. It's addictive is what it is. It's a different...
It is, but it makes you want to keep playing again and again and again and oh my God, again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. It's crazy. But you love it. You love it, so you can't, like, walk away from it.
I know I can't. It's your fault.
But, so, is Salem my fault? Because, you know, Salem's awesome, too, so...
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Salem is...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Salem. Just
I'm looking at some frogs right now. You got me some devil's wort.
I am not logged in because, yeah, I tend to forget what I'm doing when I'm logged in.
I just stay logged in and I'll stand there and do some stuff and then leave and come back and...
No, I had to log out finally yesterday for a little bit. I was trying to finish the last of my project. I only had a little bit to do, and I was like, I cannot concentrate because every little noise, I'm like, oh, what's going on my screen? Is that a snake? Yeah, so it was horrible. But,
I like the picture you got up. Ginger, that's not safe for work.
Oh, hey, it's not. My bad.
Ginger, that is not safe for work, Ginger.
Yeah, but that was awesome.
It is awesome, but it's not safe for work. Looks like something I would do. In fact, I used to. I used to show people's house with my whole computer and be like, hey.
What you doing?
Let me borrow your intranet. And I had a laptop. Be like, why are you bringing the whole computer? Because I can. Move, let me put this monitor down.
Yeah, me and a friend of mine talked about doing a girls weekend and, you know, leaving everybody else behind, going out to the hotel, and taking our computers so we could just get some game on without interruption, without what's for dinner, and where's my such and such, and all this other fun stuff, you know?
Dude, I have done that once, and it was such a long time ago, and that was one of the happiest days I can tell you I've had in a long time. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that is such fun to have a day where it is just about gaming. Not having to fit it in, and if you have never done this, you should. Go and take you a gaming day. I think we should make a holiday.
There is already a gaming holiday.
Talk like a pirate day is not a gaming holiday.
No. That's not it. It's, oh, crap. It's the week long. It's January something to journey.
Are you talking about that thing from World of Warcraft, such and such must? I'm talking about it.
No, not World of Warcraft. It's not World of Warcraft, though. I did use it in World of Warcraft. It's a week long holiday.
Yes, but can we actually take the day off is a question.
Well, no, but if the NASA starts celebrating it, yes. Yeah. We just have to get it formally recognized.
That's exactly what I mean. We need it formally recognized.
That would be amazing, amazing. Corey, I'm not coming in this day because I'm gaming. It's not
the
game for day for me, but
excuse me, you mean you look over next to me and say we're not doing the podcast today because we're gaming? Because that's where I'll be.
There we go. That'd work.
I'd be like, mm-hmm, go ahead, put the frog in the box so I can get it.
There we go. How's that picture better? Because that totally describes me today.
What happened to my oh.
There we go.
Yeah, that's me every day.
Exactly, right? Wait, man, pajamas are nice. I'm not going anywhere. No one's going to see me. What's the matter, right? I'm sure somebody out there is like, oh, it totally matters because then you don't get such and such and blah, blah, blah.
Look.
I don't care. I'm lazy. Shut up.
The best I can offer you is that my pajamas are kind of sexy. That's all I got for you. That's all I can do.
That's hot. No, mine are not so much this morning, but doesn't matter because, hey, I'm comfy. Now I'm just wishing I were a little bit more warm. It's cold today.
You need sexy pajamas. The hair may or may not be combed. I will brush my teeth. That will be nice. The face will be clean. You know, there will be no crusty things. But that's all you get.
That's hot.
The hands will be washed, too, in case you now decide to whip you up something to eat, you know, while you're visiting. That's about all you get from me. I will stay in my pajamas. I do not care. And you will say to me, let's go get something. Okay, we're going to a place where we don't have to get out the car, because guess what? I'm wearing my pajamas.
Hell yeah. I love pajamas, but I'm not one of those who will wear them to Walmart like some of these other people.
No, it has to be a place wear the car. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know it's Walmart, but you're in your pajamas.
And those are usually the ones dragging their feet, and they got the curlers in the hair, and it's always you can tell they're pajamas.
Cute. It's like, this is how you end up on people of Walmart.
Yeah, and you can tell they're pajamas because it's usually pink with like some green polka dots or something. You can't even pass it
across the butt.
Yeah. And you can't even pass it off as regular clothes because it's clearly pajamas. Y'all need it.
Yeah, and usually the girls who wear these should not be wearing things with words across their butt. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to tell you, I almost took a picture of people at Walmart the other day. There was a girl in there that had on her clothes that were three sizes too small. If it don't fit, please don't wear it.
Yeah, it's not cute. It's
or at least just keep it in the house because, you know, I had just eaten and everything. That was not cute. It's not cute.
I totally believe you. I just, like, sheesh, people. I don't know.
My stomach hurts now just thinking about that.
Yeah.
All right, I got some good news.
What you got?
I was looking for a video to share, but we really don't need one because some of you out there are going to be skipping work today anyway. You Sim people, it's a holiday today, right? You got Sim City out and The Sims University out. In stores.
And isn't Laura Croft out today?
Laura Croft is also out today, and I forgot all about the launch party till about 3:30 this morning when I jumped up and said, oh, my God, the outfit that I laid out on my bed. Oh, my God, Laura Croft. That's what I said at 3:30 this morning.
Oh, you forgot. I did.
I sat down yesterday. And I told you. I said, I'm just going to go sit down and finish these mittens. Girl, woke up. I was tangled up in some yarn. I don't know what.
Wow.
I woke up and I was like, oh, what happened? Oh, Laura Croft. Oh, what is this happening with this yarn? What is this about? I missed the Laura Croft launch party. However, I did manage to catch the woman who is behind the voice of Laura Croft on the Wendy show this morning. So if you don't watch Wendy and you guys out there who are drooling, want to see what the girl looks like who actually is playing Laura Croft, she's absolutely gorgeous. She's one of the stars of Grey's Anatomy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks like her. She does look like her. I think if they do a movie, she should get the part.
Oh.
Why not? I don't think she did the motion capture, but, you know, the voice-wise and facial-wise, she's got it down. She looks like her. So I say, you know, buff her up and put her in it. You know, get her some exercise. She's very cute little British thing, you guys. Dark hair. Pretty little eyes. She's got the whole British accent going.
Oh, that is hot. Keep talking right there.
Yes, if I like girls, I'd be trying to find her. yeah, I would. I'd be trying to find her right now. I'd be like, what's her address? I'm just going to go on out there.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, so she's on that show. But I'm sorry, Laura. I was coming out to support you. I had my outfit laid out. I had the perfect outfit. I had my tights. I had my Halo shirt that we got from RTX. I've been looking for somewhere else to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I had that. And I had all my little buttons and stuff from RTX, and I had some from PAX, like PAX from years back and all the way up till now. Had my little jacket, had my good wig ready.
You'll hear her showing off. showing off.
I was. Had my good wig ready. Had me some heels ready to wear. I was ready.
That's awesome.
Oh, you didn't get a Halo shirt.
I didn't get a Halo shirt, no.
I thought I got you one.
No.
Are you sure I didn't get you?
If you did, you didn't give it to me.
Well, I think the RTX bags that I still have are somewhere behind me. I will go to them. I could have sworn I got you a shirt. I didn't get you the toys because they wouldn't let me have one for you.
No toys. Oh.
Yeah, you know, they said you had to be there or you couldn't have a toy. I was like, but
I was downstairs.
No, you were not even downstairs, Ginger. You were behind a wall in the next room is where you were. And I tried to go through there, but it was backstage. At the concert that you were in, that's where I was. The backstage for them was on the other side of that wall was a Halo party. And I kept saying, just let me go through there. I said, I can stay behind, you know, that curtain. And they were like, no, they're playing my trip over wire. And I was like, I am clumsy, but I'm not that clumsy. Can I just, I know she's around there because every time I call her, all I hear is, hello, yeah. Okay.
Seriously, you couldn't hear shit hard. Ooh, anything. My bad. The costume. The concert was amazing. I loved it. But you couldn't hear a thing.
You know some people yelling
so
at me right
now. Loud. There was gamers screaming and hollering and jumping and just all over the place. Oh, my God. That was so much fun. I loved it.
Look. Okay, I'm getting yelled at. Okay, let me go back to The Sims. Okay, so SimCity is available in stores and Origin right now. SimCity, in case you did not know, has been gone from the scene for 10 years. 10 years hiatus. We lost The Sims. The King of City Builders is back. EA is announcing.
10 years. I was trying to think. Was there anything between? But
no.
I guess you're right. I mean, there were like knockoffs, but not SimCity.
Yeah, knockoffs in the form of Farmville. That's why people got confused.
And Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon was good in its day. I don't think the last few were good. In its day, Roller Coaster Tycoon is actually a spinoff. Of all that. Anyway, so you can pick that up, PC, digital download via Origin. It has already won 26 PC Best of Show Awards just last year and 50, and landed in over 50, I'm sorry, lauded in over 50 most anticipated of 2013 lists. The beloved City Building Simulator is back with the series creators, Maxis, not EA, because remember that social, SimCity Social, I think, was created by EA and not Maxis. It's supposed to be delivering the most immersive and personal SimCity experience ever. You can create, and destroy the cities of your imaginations. For more than 23 years, SimCity has been inspiring future mayors and urban planners. This is from Lucy Bradshaw, who when I first met Lucy, was a lowly assistant, is now the senior vice president and general manager of EA Maxis.
Woo! Awesome!
You effing rock. The new SimCity is powered by the most advanced simulation engine ever. It is more responsive and expansive than it ever was before. It is a SimCity where decisions you make at the local level will send rippling waves across the entire region of cities. We mean multiplayer. That's right. What you do in your city affects everybody. Everything is intelligently simulated in this new SimCity, from all of the Sims in the city to every kilowatt of power pulsing through a region. Thanks to the powerful Glassbox engine, it is the most expansive city management game yet, where multi-city gameplay across regions delivers a larger playing field. No longer are you relegated to one single city. Now you can manage up to 16 cities at once, which I think is
holy
been hot.
Crap.
Yes. Each city can have a different specialization. They can share services, trade resources. They can even help or even hinder each other. Every decision you make in each city impacts the border region. It's up to you to decide where and how to play. And also, for the first time ever, is series multiplayer. Yes. Giving a new dimension to the game as decisions impact both the city and region, creating new ways to play by collaborating or competing to earn achievements. Underpinning SimCity is a live service that simulates the real-time updates and then pushes them to players in the form of new challenges and achievements. Players will track their progression alongside their friends and the world. For the most polluted city, the richest city, and more. Whether players play by themselves or with their friends or with the rest of the world, SimCity will challenge players to create the city of their dreams and answer the question, what kind of mayor is you? No, I didn't say that. SimCity has been rated E10 plus by the ESRB. You can, of course, pop over to SimCity.com to check it out. And, of course, it is not available for Mac yet this time, but I'm sure you're happy because SimCity University is out today, and that is out on Mac. But those of you who have Mac have to wait just a few more months, springtime of this year, it'll be out. Any of you who purchase the limited edition of SimCity will get the Heroes and Villains set plus the Origin exclusive item, Plumbog Park. I like that.
Plumbog?
Plumbog Park. Plumbog Park.
And you, Plumbog Park.
No, Plumbob. Like Plumbob.
Oh, Plumbob.
Yeah,
Plumbob.
That's the thing that's over the Sims head. And the SimCity limited edition, if you didn't get it, will still be available up until the 11th. So if you didn't get it and you want all that little cutesy stuff that comes with it, you can go ahead and get your limited edition version. I got to tell you, I am very impressed when I got to play in the beta. And we were severely gagged, especially me, because, you know, I talk a lot. They told me to shut up. It is very nice if you love simulators. Extremely nice, I told y'all. I think I was able to tell you about this part. The little girls I watched catching the bus, and I could zoom in on them, and they were, you know, holding hands, little sisters skipping down the street catching the bus. And that's also part of the game. You have to plan out the school bus routes. I mean, it gets real detailed.
That's awesome. I love that.
School bus routes and what time and electricity, and you can't build near certain things. If you've been seeing the ads, I was looking for it. They started running the ads this over the weekend during Walking Dead, of all things. And there's a guy sitting on his desk drinking coffee in his underwear, which I thought was hilarious. It actually made me laugh. It's very old school Max's humor. So glad to see you guys are trying to get back to your roots, because that SimCity Social was the most horrible dribble. I swear, we got it as a review copy, and I wanted to take it out and smash it. And I don't ever want to smash games. I want to just take it and just smash it and tape myself doing it. It was horrible.
Was it that bad?
It was disgusting. I don't know what they were trying to do. There was no simulator in it. You can't say SimCity and have no simulator in it. It was just, it pretty much was Farmville. That's pretty much what it was, and I'm going to need y'all. Yeah, thank you, Maxis, for stepping back in. Thank you. If we could just get Will Wright back over there, I would be in heaven, or at least let me sit in his lap. That's all I got to say.
Hell yeah. Sounds good.
I like his lap.
I bet you do. All right, so I got to talk about this next story. People, it's a little bit sad. Where'd he go? There we go. Let me get the picture up for you. All right, so, did y'all recognize what that is? Yes, that is the Mars rover. And a computer glitch, possibly caused by radiation, has put a hold on the Mars rover Curiosity's first attempt to analyze powder from inside an ancient rock. I totally say it's the aliens messing with it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, engineers said they hope that the NASA rover can resume limited science operations this week. Richard Cook, the project manager, says, "I don't expect there to be any long-term impact. It's probably too early to tell." The $2.5 billion robotic geology station was in the middle of analyzing its first samples drilled out from the interior of a rock when its primary computer developed a problem on Wednesday. The craft transmitted the results of 4 onboard laboratory tests to ground controllers before science operations were suspended. The rover landed inside the Gale Crater impact basin located near the Martian equator on August 6th of 2012. It is on a 2-year mission to see if the planet most like Earth in the solar system has or ever had the chemistry and conditions to support microbial life. And they're saying, yeah, we think it does. Actually, recently I was reading that. Anyways, on Monday, Curiosity was beginning to emerge from the shutdown of all but essential systems following the electronic brain transplant. Meanwhile, troubleshooting on the faulty computer system is underway. Wow. That's just, I hope they get it going. Because it's the Mars rover. That is like the coolest thing ever.
It's the Mars rover, but I don't want them bringing that little life thing back here.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
No.
Do it.
Ginger, what if that's how the zombie virus gets here?
Well, then I get to shoot people in the face, don't I?
What if they're mutant alien zombies and they can't be killed by face shots? And we have to try to figure out where to shoot them. Maybe it's a
little... They slow back to the face!
What if their faces grow back?
Well, then baseball bat to the crotch.
Do we need to run the World War Z trailer again just so I can show you how bad this could get?
That's true. That thing freaked me out.
We should show it. Because you know what?
No.
Yes, we should show it. Yes. Ginger, we should show it.
I will show the trailer that you just gave me, though.
Ginger, come on now.
I don't have it.
I got it.
Well, you got it. We can show it.
Yeah, we got to share. We got to share. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it. We got to have our zombie thing again. Because, oh my God.
You got it.
I'm trying to paste it in the right window. Okay, check that one. Then you can run my other trailer. Okay, y'all have to see this because this is the one that just scares us. We're like, oh, no.
I know, right? I never thought about zombies doing any of this. It's like, ah, crap. Now I got to...
Got to revise my strategies.
Yeah. It was not good. All right. Well?
You don't want to run for danger. Oh, there it goes.
I see it, but it's like...
Where did it go?
No idea what it was just deciding to do.
It wasn't meant to be shown. We were meant to live in fear alone.
No, give me a second. Firefox, I will break up with you. Just the way I left Chrome, I will leave you. Do not tempt me. All right. I'm going to hit full screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go.
Are y'all watching this? If you haven't seen it, you must.
I thought I was playing it.
It's good. Oh, maybe it's not playing. Ginger don't want to work for you. It's all because Ginger doesn't want it to happen.
I think it's because I have Salem open, right? I'm closing Salem.
You know what? Salem does some crazy stuff to other things. Oh, there it is. It's playing now.
It's skipping.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to show it to you guys in a minute. Maybe it'll work. I don't know why it's being a pain in my parts at the moment, but it is. Or maybe it's my internet provider, because, you know, apparently we don't want the super fast internet. No.
We never want super fast internet.
All right. So I'm going to take this down because it's not playing.
Yep. Come back.
I'll try to get it working.
We'll try to scare y'all later.
yes, we will. All right. So it is your go. Would you like me to show the other one?
Yes, please. Show my other trailer.
I'm hoping it works.
Okay.
Yeah, it's working. It's a good trailer.
Pocky Pirates!
Yay! Oh my God, Pocky Pirates!
Award-winning developer and publisher Vin Games is proud to announce a brand new Seagod system, Chapter 6, of their incredibly popular One Piece MMO, Pocky Pirates. In this highly entertaining and very addicting MMO, players take on the role of a young pirate determined to find legendary treasures and become the king or queen of pirates. In the game, players will be...
Wait. This isn't a Pocky Pirates. This is Tales of Laputa?
This is part of all their games for some reason. I love when they do that. This is their YouTube channel, so it's on there somewhere. Flipping Pocky Pirates. Anyway, with the addition of the Sea God system in Chapter 6 of the game, players can collect the Stone of Souls by seeking treasure. When players have collected 7 Stone of Sea Souls... So, I'm going to need y'all not to do that with... Tongue twisters. Stone of Sea Souls at the same level and embed them into the Sea Soul system. Yes, the corresponding Sea Soul is activated and will be released after the user is defeated in battle. Stone of Sea Souls are obtained by not only seeking treasure, but also by completing the Poneglyphs minigames. On occasion, extra silver and prestige can be gained at random times during gameplay. The new Sea God system becomes available when you reach level 40, and it includes 5 unique kinds of Sea Soul skills. God of Windy Sea, God of Crystal Sea, God of Flower, God of Cloudy Sea, and God of Teary Sea, all of which take effect to improve your level of skill. Pocky Pirates!
Oh, wow, was that 2 girls getting married just then? That's cool!
It probably was.
It looked like it was.
Aw, it was.
Oh, that's cute. That's totally cute.
Run, boy, run! Oh.
Run faster!
And, of course, this is another of their games, Tales of Laputia.
Yeah, because I was kind of like, you know,
they don't look like pirates.
No, if anybody lives down in the south area of Texas, yeah, that name kind of translates in your head to something
Laputa?
Else.
Laputa? Oh, yeah, Laputa. Well.
Huh?
I think it's missing an accent, but I get you. Wait a minute. We switched up now. The guy and the girl get married. Oh, they're showing everybody is getting married. Very nice.
Aww. Much love. Much love. All over the place. Much love.
Game and love. And that one's not out yet, so they were teasing us with that one. But yeah,
right.
You can go over and check them out. They have a Twitter. Pocky Pirates is their Twitter. They also have a Facebook. And if you want to check out the game, pirates.game321.com. I should have went there and grabbed their trailer because they put it there. Why did they not give it to me in the email? They give me some craziness. Oh, you can play
there
Pocky Pirates on Facebook, by the way.
Yay, coolness.
I don't think we need to be playing Pocky anything. We had an issue with Pocket God. We probably want to stay away from anything that got Pocket in it because it's bad. Just be doing all kind of evil stuff to me, putting sharks on my head and flicking me into things.
The trailer is playing. Oh, my God, the zombies are coming.
You got the zombies?
Yeah, and Brad Pitt is so hot.
No. I don't think so. You think he's hot? He don't
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
I think sometimes he's hot. Other times I'm thinking, oh, my God. Of course, you know, I wouldn't touch him now because he's been with Angelina, but seriously, I wouldn't touch anything Angelina's touched. Mm-mm, no, no. And I know that sounds horrible, but
she's a...
Yeah.
On one hand, I love that she's such a strong woman. On the other hand, she's got some issues. And this is if you're tuning in, you're like, what is going on? We're watching the trailer to World War Z just because me and Ginger hadn't watched it in a while. You have to, we have to be ready.
Oh, my God. Look at that zombie horde.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah, this one's going to, the turning over the bus thing is where I was like, oh, my God, no. Because if they can do that, oh, no. I don't know what possessed him to do an action flick. He was really saying he was against it.
Wow. You know,
have you noticed the woman they picked to play his wife looks a lot like Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, she does. She does. She does. And I'm sorry. I know I'm sitting here being quiet, but look at all the zombies.
Because that scares us. It scares
us. It does.
That's the one that scares you when they're running down the street and they're running over each other.
Oh, my God. And the whole, like, the flood of them running along the wall. And this right here, because I'm a couple of seconds ahead of you, where they're trying to climb the wall.
That's the one where I was like, oh, I put my hand over my mouth. We were watching that day. I was like, oh, no.
I know. It totally made me rethink my whole zombie survival strategy. I was like, oh, my God, wait a minute. You know, and I always thought, you know, if I rip off the ground and find some way to keep them from getting up to where I was, I'd be safe. And now it's like, oh, crap.
Yep. You're like, I'm up high, then I should be okay.
No, no, not at all now, no.
You know, I got to readjust. Flipping zombie.
Yeah, I know. Because the pretty one's like, you know, I'm going to go. It's because he's from overseas. He's like, you know, there are these castles nearby with these great big walls. I'm going to get in one of those. And, you know, because people used to last out sieges for months in those.
Not from zombies.
You have fun at that. I'm getting in a boat. I'm getting in a boat.
Oh,
well, how do you know they won't get you in the boat? Because I'm going out in the middle of the ocean.
By the way, when I was watching The Walking Dead, not this week, but the week before, they started giving tips on how to survive the zombie, you know, a zombie apocalypse, you know, what to do to survive. And this week was, you know, things of three, like you have 3 days without water, 3 days without this, and 3 weeks without this, and 3 months without this before you die. But the week before, they gave away our tip. So the best place to go in a zombie apocalypse, Walmart. I was like, stop!
That is totally my idea. They stole it. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Seriously, I mean, especially if you can keep other people out, you've got, if you're getting like a super Walmart, you've got months worth of food right there.
Yes, keep the
electricity. And you've got all the survival, your medicine.
They're generators anyway, so as long as you can get
Yeah, exactly. And so that'd be awesome. And they've got rooms that you can lock yourselves in that are like bulletproof and everything, so.
Guns, ammo.
Yeah.
Plenty of toys to keep the kids occupied. Games are in there. We've got plenty of games to play. We can just bust it open and get in there and have a good time. We're good.
Exactly.
We could migrate to another Walmart.
Yeah.
If it's like what's the Will Smith movie, I'm Legend, if they only come out at night, you can even migrate to a new Walmart during the day. Just go on.
Man, that'd be nice if they only come out during the night.
You know what? I can handle those zombies. Yeah, because I don't need to go out at night. I know how to lock up my house. I was like, yeah, it's got to get on in the house. It's getting dark.
Mm-hmm.
But this out all day and biting and climbing up walls, I don't like these new era zombies.
No, not at all. All right, so I do believe it is my turn again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so 38 Studios apparently not completely dead. I'm surprised by this. Kurt Schilling recently sold his bloody sock to make more money, and now he's seeking dismissal of the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation lawsuit. All right, so it's the Associated Press who's telling us about this, and they were reporting that 38 Studios founder and former Red Sox pitcher Kurt Schilling has asked a Rhode Island Superior Court judge to throw out a lawsuit filed by the Rhode Island Economic Development Corporation, the government agency that floated Schilling and his studio $75 million of a loan, filed a lawsuit in November of last year, accusing him and his associates of misleading the agency in securing a $75 million taxpayer-guaranteed loan. The lawsuit also accuses Schilling of fraud, racketeering, and conspiracy. Now, I don't think fraud, racketeering, and conspiracy are really what this guy was doing. I don't think he really knew what he was doing. Schilling's lawyers filed documents on Friday to ask Superior Court Judge Michael Silverstein to throw out the lawsuit because they claim Schilling and associates repeatedly disclosed his studio's financial situation to the agency and that it knew $75 million wouldn't be enough to finish his ambitious MMO project, Project Copernicus. Given the EDC's admissions concerning 38 Studios' disclosures to the EDC's executives, attorneys, and financial advisor, it is impossible for the EDC simultaneously to claim that the 38 Studios defendants supposedly defrauded the EDC. Max Wisto is representing the agency, and he says he is preparing a response to the filing, and he's going to file that in the court within 30 days. I'm surprised Kurt's still trying, but you know, good on him, good on him. He had a dream, and he wanted it to work out, and it didn't, and yet he's still striving for it, still pushing towards it. I hope one of these days that he makes it, kind of. Most people just walk away and move to some country where they couldn't be brought back, you know? This guy was not doing racketeering. He was not defrauding anybody. There was no conspiracy. He just hired the wrong people for the job. But then again, you know, hey, and Corey's all quiet.
Yeah, because I'm, you SimCity people, y'all need to slow your roll. This just in. Well, there's always a couple of problems. I did tell you guys yesterday, do not wait. Just wait a couple of days. I understand. I'm a gamer. Right now, if digital download did not exist, I would not be doing a podcast with Ginger because I would be parked outside of the GameStop waiting for them to give me my copy. Me and my cousin, who I've already called and checked in and said, are you getting your university today? And do not go to the store. And if you go, I'm going with you. Even though I'm going to download my copy, I like to be at the store with her when she buys it because, you know, the smell of the games and stuff. So.
Smell of the game.
Anybody out there does not like the smell of the cellophane when you're opening your game, or the sound, or the way you feel when they put the game in your hand and you have given them your cash. You don't even hear the rest of what they said. You're all nice until they put that game in your hand. You're like, hey, yeah, I love playing games. You wander off mumbling. You don't know what the hell they said. All you know is, I got to get home. I got to get home. I got to play this. I got to go home. So don't tell me. You know you like it, Ginger.
Yes.
Anyway, you people with the SimCity. Problems have already started. Digital distribution platform Origin is struggling right now to cope with the demand, stopping a lot of you from downloading your digitally purchased copies. I told you to do it at midnight. I told you that before. It also is preventing those who own physical copies from even unlocking them. Marcel Hatam, who's the global community manager, told Polygon via Twitter, says we're still in the process of delivering SimCity to some U.S. customers, but the majority of orders have been filled. Meanwhile, the official Origin Twitter account has been keeping the frustrated city planners updated on the progress. They said, we're continuing to distribute SimCity as quickly as possible. You should receive your game within the next 1.5 hours. Both digital and retail copies of the game seem to be affected.
Go order yourself a pizza. Take a shower. Get ready.
Yes.
Get into those pajamas and get settled in. Make yourself some hot chocolate.
Girl, they don't know.
And by the time you come back, it'll be ready.
They don't know. Both digital and retail copies of the game are being affected, and judging by user reports with the problems caused by the awkward combination of server capacity and the inability to preload the game. Oh, they didn't allow preload. Now I get it. Before it was released, and the game's need for a constant internet connection, which EA well, I guess it's necessary for this game, but not exactly necessary. Even now, gamers here in the U.S. are reporting 30-minute queues to join the servers, and that will allow them to play the single-player game, inviting comparisons that are, of course, being compared with the other game with the DRM issue.
Wait. Hold on. 30-minute queues to play the single-player version?
Yes. And this
that is
reminding
some
people.
Bull crap right there.
Yep. Guess you know what it's reminding them of. Diablo 3.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
It's not out here yet.
First person game, and I can't play it because there's a queue?
Yeah, there's a queue, and you people in the UK on Friday, get ready because that's when it comes out for you all. I suggest if they allow preloading, and I'm probably thinking they'll probably activate that around Wednesday or Thursday, go ahead and start. And, of course, as Ginger is saying, some of you, I know you took the day off today. You want to get in some prime, Sin City time. You got some cities to build, some freeways to lay out, some people to, you know, fires to put out. I understand. Go and be ready.
I do. I say this as I'm building a fence around my little area.
You all want to. And this is why Ginger's not going to be ever allowed to play SimCity, because this is what we're playing now is as close to SimCity as you can get without actually playing SimCity. The only thing that's different is you're managing just yourself, and we have our own little city that'll be probably full of real people. Ginger, I can't see you anyway up in the Salem. I'm going to ask you to be my friend so I can see you, because I'm standing by your thing and I don't see you. And I know you're there. Oh, and I got two of them. So anyway, those of you who are getting ready to play, if you're listening to us, you should be listening to us. Relax yourself. Go and order your food and get it all ready. Set your desk up. Get your jammies on. Wash your hair. Brush your teeth because you're not going to get up for a while. Take
and just
phone,
get ready.
Book, or do what I do. I put my phone on hunt group, which means if it's real serious, it'll find me. I'm still sitting right in one spot, but it'll find me. But I know if you let it ring, you are real serious. You need to get in touch with me. And then get your TV on. Feed the pets and the animals. If you have children, get their dinners ready early because they're going to come home and they're going to want to eat, and all you want to do is hand them a plate and say, stop talking to me. I got cities to build. I understand. But let it go for a while. You're going to have to let it. Just get up and move around. Go do what you got to do first so that when you sit down to play, it is uninterrupted deliciousness. Just wonderful.
Feed the pets.
Yeah, don't let anybody start. Make it so that nobody has to bother you. That's what you're supposed to do. Anyway.
That is true.
All right. I got one more. That's what I got to do. I got to do this one because those of you familiar with Oracle, there's an emergency patch issued for the Java software after a string of high-profile hacking incidents from companies including Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft. Java, of course, has become a persistent thorn in the side of a lot of major companies. A small number of Apple employees and their computers were hacked via a Java exploit just a few days ago. Facebook disabled Java after several of its employees were hacked as well, and I think that's why I'm having issues. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security even recently recommended to stop using Java because of its persistent security problems. Oracle's new emergency patch specifically addresses issues affecting Java running in web browsers. The company wrote in its latest security alert, this security alert addresses security issue CV-2013-1493 U.S. search VU number 688246 and another vulnerability affecting Java running in web browsers. These vulnerabilities are not applicable to Java running on servers, standalone Java desktop applications, or embedded Java applications. They also do not affect Oracle server-based software. These vulnerabilities may be remotely exploitable without authentication, i.e. they may be exploited over a network without the need for a username or password. Be aware. For an exploit to be successful, an unsuspecting user running an affected release in a browser must visit a malicious web page that leverages these vulnerabilities. Successful exploits can impact the availability, integrity, and confidentiality of the user's system. So if you work in an office, you want to run over. If you work in an office where they don't really have an IT department, you might want to run over to your manager and say, hey, I got a Java thing going on. You know, sometimes I'm paying my bills at work. I really don't want to be robbed. Are we all cool?
True story. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose my voice. True story.
That's right.
Do not want to be robbed at work. That would be bad. That would be very, very, very bad. All right. So it's my turn again, and I have to show you all this. I know it's not Friday, but this gives you some, you know, hope for Friday. There we go. Do y'all see what that is? Do y'all know what those little things are at the top? It's Raspberry Pis. Some tasks are better left up to computers, like playing Jeopardy, calculating pi, and mixing cocktails. Oh, yes, we did say mixing cocktails. If you don't think a computer can whip you up a compelling cocktail, then you haven't met Bartindro. A creation of the awesomely named company Party Robotics, Bartindro is a robotic mixologist crafted from peristaltic pumps, Raspberry Pi, custom electronic dispenser boards, and food-grade tubing. It may simultaneously be the least necessary and most desirable robot in the world. Oh, my God, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Just, you know, change out all those bottles for Southern Comfort, and I'm good. Anyways, the cocktail dispensing machine can turn out a drink in less than 10 seconds. It can turn out 200 cocktails in an evening, and it won't break a sweat, take a bathroom break, or hit on your girlfriend. Don't worry, you can still sit there and tell it all your problems. It won't interrupt, and it won't judge you. Perhaps the best of Bartindro is that it's not relegated to a lab somewhere far away where you'll never get to bask in its boozy glory. It's on Kickstarter. Early backers can get it on a shot bot for $249, a working robot that dispenses shots from a single bottle. Oh, wow. And, of course, you know, most people aren't going to be happy with just a shot bot, so you're going to want to move up the pledge ranks and jump straight to the $2,499 level for a 15-bottle Bartindro. You just need to provide a tablet or smartphone to tell it what to do. Sure, the smaller Bartindros cost a lot less money, but for sheer overpowering robotic cocktail mayhem, you can't beat a Bartindro 15. Oh, my God. All right, so the Kickstarter has a $135,000 goal, and Party Robotics is able to put the machines into water production. So that's amazing. I think if I had the $2,499, I would totally dump it into that. Now, on the other hand, you know, those are $15 to buy a piece. That doesn't look like it'd be hard to make yourself.
What is that?
It makes shots. It's amazing. It's a Bartindro.
Can we make it do coffee? Because if it did coffee, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. You could probably have it do coffee, but...
We don't want to give me no shots, man. That's called, I'm going to punch somebody in the face.
That's true. That's true.
We don't want
angry drunk. I'm just a happy, goofy, super sweet drunk.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all, this is how you know when I have probably I've reached my limit of drinking. That's probably half a drink. I will start sitting there and you're talking and I'm going, uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, here's how I feel about it. And then when I start tapping the table, just take my glass and just slide it.
Let me get this out of your way.
And I have to point this out to people too. They're like, oh, but you're drinking, so you can't be that dangerous. I don't. My body does the reverse of alcohol. It speeds up. My reflexes get faster, sharper. So no, you don't want me to drink, because and then when I'm angry, you can't miss. You know, you won't be missed when I swing at you. Normally, I might miss
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah. No, we don't want that.
I want this. I want this, though. I want this.
No, you don't.
Somebody get on making this for me. It'd be great birthday present.
Oh, you mean you want that? I was like, you don't want me being drunk.
No. I want the Bartindro.
All right, y'all see, I got a bunch of Lushes that work here with me. Bunch of Lushes.
Yes.
All of them.
Sure.
I'm still mad at you for lunch. I don't know what it was you were eating, but you wouldn't let me have any.
What are you talking about?
We were sitting across from each other. I wanted some of your food.
Oh. Oh, well,
you thought I was joking. I wanted some of your food. Just like, no.
I was like, what are you talking about? No, I didn't realize you were serious. My bad.
Next time, I'm just going to stick my fork on your plate while you're talking.
Well, when I bite your hand.
That's fine. You could bite my hand, but I'm taking some of your rice.
She's so mean.
I'm just going to take a bite.
She wants my rice.
I don't want all of it. I just wanted to take. You know what? You're one of those people I'm not going to be able to sit with and eat, that you make me hungry just because you're eating. And I have people that I'm like that with. It's you. I have another friend, D. I'm talking to you. D can't even call me on the phone eating. Something about y'all eating makes me want to eat stuff. I don't know why.
Because it's good. That's why.
Maybe it's probably because of how y'all are reacting, because you were doing the same thing she does. Every time Ginger would take a bite, she'd go, mm. So anyway.
Mm. That was good food.
And she would close her eyes, y'all. Mm. So anyway, we go over here. And I was like, I want some of her rice.
Are you cutting down the trees inside our thing again?
No, somebody else cut down the tree. It was not me this time. Wait a minute, somebody cut down my tree?
Well, I don't know. No, Well, there's a tree next to your thing that's down. It's not your big red tree.
Oh, I was like, somebody cut down a tree. No.
Look at my. I just noticed that. I could have sworn there was one closer to your little wing. Yeah, well, that's not there.
I think I cut that one. No, I cut down the one that was right here where I'm standing the other day. I'm all. It's all right. Let me go.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. Okay. All right. As long as it's all right with you, it's all right with me.
Not all right, but hey. Okay. Battlefield 3. Some of you were sat all up on the edge of your chair when you heard that. All right. This is the all EA News Hour. Okay.
All right.
Battlefield 3 Endgame, the fifth and final digital expansion pack for Battlefield 3, is now available for Battlefield 3 Premium members on the PlayStation 3 Entertainment System. In Battlefield 3 Endgame, gamers battle on four new breathtaking maps inspired by each of the four seasons, including Kaisar Railroad and Operation Riverside. Gamers can jump in the seat of the speedy new dirt bike and two AA vehicles to get behind enemy lines, or use the new dropship, which can quickly turn the tide in battle by rapidly deploying airdrops of troop transports. Interesting. In addition to this, gamers will enjoy the return of two classic game modes, Capture the Flag and Air Superiority. In Capture the Flag, gamers have to coordinate lightning-fast attacks and defenses, while in Air Superiority, they can take to the sky and engage in massive dogfights. With five new assignments, 16 dog tags, and five trophies and achievements, Battlefield 3 Endgame is the exhilarating, epic capstone to the award-winning Battlefield 3 experience. The new the Battlefield 3 Endgame release schedule is, we got one today, right now, for premium members.
Yay!
March 5th. Then you have another, well, you Xbox and PC people have to wait till the 12th. Regular Battlefield 3 players, you get it on March 19th for the PlayStation 3 and March 26th for the Xbox 360 and PC. Battlefield 3 Army continues to grow quickly, they're saying, capturing more than 20 million of you lunkheads since release in October 2011 and has been lauded by game critics worldwide for its compelling single-player campaign, its intense co-op missions, and world-class all-out war multiplayer experience. Over the past 8 months, more than 2.9 million players have signed up for the Battlefield 3 Premium and the innovative offering that delivers five massive themed digital expansion packs loaded with a wealth of content. Battlefield 3 Back to Carkand, Battlefield 3 Close Quarters, and Battlefield 3 Armored Kill, Battlefield 3 Aftermath, and Battlefield 3 In-Game are all for $49.99 on the PlayStation Network.
What?
Also for the PC at Origin. And 4,000 Microsoft points for those of you who are on the Xbox Live Marketplace. If you can manage to find it, you can also pop over to Battlefield3.com for more information on the premium, /premium. And you can visit their Facebook page and follow them on Twitter. Stalk them. They like it.
Stalk them harder.
I don't. Ginger, here, eat some devil's wort.
No, I ate that the other day and it killed me. I don't know how you were eating it and it was not killing you.
Because I didn't know it could kill me. That's why. It's always ignorant.
Apparently.
Now I'm not going to eat it anymore because you done scared me.
Like, seriously, the first time because I was like, and I meant to study it, and I hit eat by mistake, and immediately I was face down. I was like, son of a...
I'm sorry, Ginger.
Corey just learned something.
Don't eat the devil's wort.
Don't eat the devil's wort. All right.
You had to say it like that.
I did. I totally did. All right, so I need to share this software with you. Let me... Hey, go. There we go.
Okay, go. You're like, I should tell myself, okay, go.
I was actually talking about the software. I was trying to get going. But anyways, Dungeon Hearts, Storming Steam, and iPads everywhere starting March 28th.
La, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
You have to say it that way. La, 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 la.
Yeah. Just wait till you see my toddler do next time. Anyways, independent developer Cube Roots and the devastatingly handsome gents of Devolver Digital have announced the Magic 3 puzzler Dungeon Hearts will launch for $2.99 on PC and Mac via Steam and other digital PC services, as well as iPad via the Apple App Store. Dungeon Hearts, the debut outing by Cube Roots, challenges players to combine dozens of different runes along the relentlessly flowing fate stream and unleash powerful attacks and devastating combos on a colorful cast of foes. Strategy and speed are essential in conquering the Dark One as you build up your heroic team's abilities and unlock special attacks and magical spells. Yay! All right, so that looks kind of cute. Anyways, again, that is Dungeon Hearts, and it's out March 28th, so you've got a little bit of wait. It's going to be on PC and Mac, on Steam and other ones, as well as the Apple App Store for iPad. Yay! You're giggling. Why are you giggling?
Because I sent a tweet to Joe and said, you must be simming. You're way too quiet.
Yeah, right? Everybody's quiet this morning. I'm like, where is everyone? It's almost like
Girl,
creepy.
Sim City came out.
Why are y'all being creepy?
Because it's Sim City came out. There will be quiet. It's all quiet on the Western Front. Mm-hmm.
That's no good. Guys, put down the Sin City and come into Salem.
Well,
my digital future husband, why have you not fixed your computer? This is inexcusable. It's a new hard drive's all you need. It takes like 20 seconds to change out. Go buy a new one. It's like $100 for a terabyte. Get one.
Ooh.
You're in trouble, Jay. Trouble, Jay. You've broken my heart, Jay.
Jay's playing Sim City. None of them can hear us. And if they are, they're so busy going, if I could just get this freeway just right. I don't know about y'all, but that was my problem with all the SimCities. I never could get the on-ramps to work.
Girl, I've never played, so. Well, I mean, I've played, but it was way back when.
Oh, time ago.
No, my deal right now is I'm trying to build this walkway between my place and yours, and you see this? It's, like, ugly. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Well, I told you I would handle the beauty. If you handle finding the good stuff, yeah.
Well, I've been finding all the good stuff. You've been seeing what I've been dumping.
Yeah, I said all the good stuff, but you stop the build every now and again. Then I come back and I'm like, what the flip happened to this sidewalk right here?
Well, the big patch was I was going to try to put down my house, and then when I finally got a place that was like smooth enough for me to do it, mm-hmm. I realized I don't have the metalworking skill yet. So... little sad about this.
Well, I can't find tinder to make fire. I don't know where you keep finding it at.
Tinder to make fire? What are you talking? Mm-hmm. You get two branches. You find either two leaves or you get, you chip off a log over here. You get some log bits, mm-hmm. and then you right click on them and they're in your inventory and you split them and they turn into wood choppings.
Yeah.
Those work as tinder.
They do? I don't know how they work as tinder because whenever I tried, they were like, no.
Yeah, they work as tinder.
They said
of course, not the whole big branches. You've got to break those branches down, but yeah.
I can't break the branch down. Can't break a branch down.
Well, not the branch. Hold on. All right, the top block. You get wood blocks. See, you get one of these.
I see what you're saying there. I got one. I just split one.
And then inside your inventory, you hit, you right-click it, and a window, a little thing pops up, then split. You'll split it, and then you've got wood chopping.
Let me see. Oh, apparently I need three. Let me see. You do not have the ingredients. We'll play with that later.
Okay. All right. Well, you also need two branches.
I got branches, but...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I don't want to chop these woods because they're supposed to be providing protection from people coming into the camp, Ginger. Ginger is tearing up my city.
I'll bring you more.
Ginger is tearing up the city, y'all. Y'all need to come in Salem and see this. I'm trying to do some city planning.
I know. And Hellshell, who just messaged me inside Salem, I'm so sorry that your little rabbit skins were stolen. I did not do it, because I haven't found you yet. But when I do, rabbit skins are mine.
Yo, that sounds kind of dirty. All right, I got to share this with you. Those of you who love you some Microsoft will be happy to know they've unveiled a viral search and a Twitter search tool for finding viral content. That's right. One of the many undying questions from web publishers, marketers, and regular web users is what makes something go viral, which coincidentally is something that Microsoft says that they're working on. Today, they revealed a new research project called Viral Search. It uses a search engine to identify the most popular content on Twitter. Viral search scans billions of pieces of information, including news, photos, and video, and then assigns a virality rating to the most popular topics based on how the content was shared via Twitter. The screenshots in the demo make viral search look a lot like a Chartbeat dashboard. However, unlike Chartbeat, viral search is actually scanning across an entire social network for its data rather than traffic integrations from a single website. Not only that, but the tool according to VentureBeat, can also track contributions from single Twitter users to see what kind of effect they are having on the overall sharing. For instance, you could check out Robert Sloab's feed to see the impact he's having on making a story go viral. The tool actually looks pretty cool and may provide some sort of insight into what it looks like when something does indeed go viral. Unfortunately, viral search is still in testing phase, so you won't be able to get your hot little hands on it for a while yet. Matter of fact, you know what? I do have a video for you, if Ginger would be so kind as to run it. I'm so sorry, Ginger.
Yes. If you'll give it to me, I will run it.
If you'll give it to her, she won't.
Give it to me, baby.
You know what? I'm going to need you in snow.
Wait, hold on. Why did I just pull up that?
Okay, that right there. That right there is it.
Yeah, I got an issue going on. Hold on.
Are you still talking to rabbit skins?
No. It decided to try to pull up Twitch instead. I was like, wait a minute, we're not supposed to be watching Twitch. Here we go. Okay, it's going.
Okay, so check that out. I think it's a neat idea. Although they may have to contend with a website called Clout, because Clout does the same thing. Excuse me, but not as pretty, of course, as Microsoft, where theirs is all moving and everything. Ginger, hit play, woman.
I did. It's doing the same thing that the other one was doing.
Oh, goodness gracious. Microsoft, fix your stuff. I can't say the other word. All right, those of you who have been wondering, it is Sex All Week here at GGR. Tonight, we will be live inside the Excite Store. Yes, we may have to extend the show a little bit by 15 minutes.
I know, right?
It will be live inside the Excite Store, which you've heard us mention about Second Life many times, where it has all these lovely sexual things when you go into Second Life, and we'll be showing you some of the things they have in the store, talking about them. I don't know if they're going to stop by the show, though. I did ask them, but they haven't responded, but they said we're more than welcome to hang out in the store and don't bother our people. Of course we wouldn't. We may talk bad about them, but we ain't going to bother them. So if you've been wondering what we've been talking about when we say Excite, and I can't say anything because it's daytime, but trust us, you want to be watching and listening to Pixinista later on tonight, because we'll be showing you the most popular item.
How to get your digital freak on.
How to get your digital freak on, as she said, and which items you might need and how much they cost. We'll give you the numerical breakdown in lendens and in the real dollars.
Yes. I'm going to pull up a whole deal. I'm going to try to have all the links pulled up of the best places to shop for that kind of thing, the new ones that are out, the mesh ones. Have you seen those? Oh, my God.
I think what you call is mesh now. Excites.
Are they? Well, they've got one. Oh, my God. They've got some out that blow Excite out of the water, at least for looks.
I don't know. We're gonna take a look. You have those ready? We're going to sit around, talk, point out some people, and, of course, laugh at people because you get to watch people as they get the Excite and they start trying to figure out what to do with it.
Yeah.
The show will be explicit. Please, if your little eyes and ears can't handle it, don't watch. And, of course, we're telling you if you're underage, do not watch. If we find out you did, we will tell on you. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we will.
All right. And with that, we got about 3 minutes to go. And, again, you're watching Microsoft showing how their viral tool works when it comes out. I'm betting this will not be available with your regular Microsoft operating system, but probably on for businesses. And it does look cool. Doesn't that look cool? It looks.
That does look really cool.
I want to click on the stuff to see what it does. That's when I say it's cool. Click, 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 click. Oh, kind of resembles in an odd way a mixture of a cloud, a word cloud, Twitter, and the new MySpace.
That is amazing is what this is.
That's very, very nice. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Sexy is what this is. I kind of want to get my hands on it and play with it.
Now, see, that with a touch screen would be fun to play with.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
Very fun.
Amazing.
Very, very
He's kind of hot.
He is. He needs syrup on him. Okay. We'll see you guys tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, bring your big girl eyes, big girls and boy eyes. We'll be talking about some sexual
things. Follow the little ones in the bed beforehand.
Yes,
don't
please.
Let them watch.
Please, no little ones.
Yeah.
See you guys later.
Let's go get him again, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Top fed off, left mom with a bundle of joy, your boy, smack dab in the jungle, took tunnel vision. things like my shit don't stink. Gucci links sing Gucci.
That song was not safe for work.
Yeah, not really.
All right, guys. Did you give me a kiss?